Welcome back to the Joe Lynn Thomas Show right here on KID News Radio 106.3 and 92.1. And don't forget, you can listen from absolutely anywhere. Just head to the App Store, download the KID News Radio app. That way you can take us on the go and listen from any place you choose. Also, a quick reminder, we are teaming up to help the Idaho Falls Rescue Mission. We have a sleeping bag donation drive going. You can drop your new or gently used sleeping bags or blankets off at the Rich Broadcasting headquarters right here at 1406 Commerce Way in Idaho Falls. This is going to help the Idaho Falls Rescue Mission keep up with the demand from those long winter months. As you might imagine, as those temperatures drop, the demand certainly increases. So before the break, we were talking nutrition with Macy Latham. She's a registered dietitian, and we were focused on intuitive eating, which is, in a nutshell, listening to what your body needs. Well, as you know, during the holidays, a lot of our favorite traditions are centered around yummy foods. Thanksgiving is coming up in just a couple of days, and there is never any shortage of food on Thanksgiving. So Macy has stayed in studio to give us some tips on how we can manage ourselves at the Thanksgiving table. Macy, I mean, there's all of this food, and then you bring on the pie, and there's so many delicious pies. Often it's like, I'll have a sliver of that one and a sliver of that one. So I can imagine it would be easy for people to get discouraged. What's your best tip for managing that emotional eating during the holidays?
Absolutely. I think the first thing that you can do is acknowledge that there's going to be a lot of foods and that that's okay. And that if you overeat, if you eat past fullness during this time, that's not going to destroy your health and it's going to be okay. My next probably biggest tip is to not skip meals around that big Thanksgiving meal, because I think that's probably what a lot of us do to save calories or, you know, prepare for that meal. But a lot of times that leaves us overly hungry, and then we end up really not being able to listen to our hunger and fullness cues because our body is afraid that we're not going to feed it again afterwards. And so it just gets all that it can during that meal. And then we end up way eating past our fullness and being really in pain a lot of times.
As you were talking about that, I was kind of thinking a lot of this does come down to kicking some of those cultural norms to the curb. Because I think a lot of us, that's what we tend to think. I'm going to have the big Thanksgiving meal, so maybe I don't have breakfast and I just hold back. And we think that's the better option. So this is a new approach.
Absolutely. And what happens when we skip those meals is our emotions get heightened because we have low blood sugar, right? And a lot of times we feel that more. And so it contributes to maybe more of the emotions that might already be happening from the holidays, being surrounded by family and all the fun that comes with that, emotionally speaking. And so you have low blood sugar, you haven't eaten all day, your body's feeling deprived, and then suddenly you're presented with all of this food and it's like, yeah, I'm just going to eat until I
can't eat anymore,
and I'm physically in pain from how much I've eaten.
And all of the food looks so delicious. So I can imagine if you're feeling a little bit down, hence where the term hangry was probably born, you hold back and then your body is saying, I don't think so. So with the holiday, as you mentioned, there's so much more than just the holiday. It's a busy time of year, but there can be at the Thanksgiving Day table a lot of emotional conversations that might spark some impulsive reactions from people. And to deal with some of that, they may take an extra helping of mashed potatoes. What do you say to people about you're at that table, you're feeling that impulse kick in? How do you rein it in?
I think the first thing that I like to tell people is, especially with intuitive eating, there is no failures. You can't fail doing intuitive eating like you fail your fad diet. Whenever we have those moments of not listening to our bodies, we call those learning experiences. And so even if you're sitting at Thanksgiving dinner and you eat, like you use the example of mashed potatoes, a lot of mashed potatoes because of an emotional conversation, we can look back at that experience and talk about, okay, what can we do differently? Is there a different way we can manage your emotions? Sometimes we need food to help manage our emotions. Like we talked about, if you're underfed and hangry, then the only thing that's going to fix that emotion is getting some food in your body. And then once some food is in your body, you can start to talk about, okay, what else is going to help me manage these emotions? Do I need to go talk to my therapist? Do I need to go journal? Do I need to go for a walk? There's so many different ways we can help manage our emotions and work with that. And food can be included in that.
And I love that there is no shame, because we live in a society where shame has kind of been on the rise. And when you're feeling shamed, I don't think you're at your best. I don't think you're going to make the best decisions. So this intuitive eating is a really positive approach.
Absolutely. Shame just keeps you stuck in that spiral. And identifying your shame spirals is so helpful for helping you stop those. And the sooner we can stop those, the sooner you can start to actually progress, because shame keeps you from progressing. It keeps you stuck. And once we start to get rid of that shame and just acknowledge what reality is, and reality is, you know, eating emotionally on one day of the year is not going to dramatically affect your health. And if you can learn something from it, then that's awesome. That's progress, right? Instead of having that shame of, oh my gosh, I ate so many potatoes yesterday or so much pie, and tomorrow I'm just not going to eat anything to make up for it, and I'm going to go to the gym for way too long. And that just perpetuates that shame spiral that keeps you stuck in more of that fad diet mentality.
And I've got to believe too, Macy, that once you start feeding your body what it needs and getting that proper nutrition, you're probably in a better place to make healthier choices.
Oh, absolutely. Our nutrition absolutely affects our ability to think straight. And just getting enough nutrition is obviously just the basis for that. And then when you start to add in, you know, more vegetables and enough protein, then, you know, you're supporting your digestive health, which also supports your mental function. And it just creates a much more balanced approach to progressing in your life and making goals and having a high quality of life.
It sounds like this really is a whole life approach.
Absolutely. The things that you do, you know, pre-holidays can translate into the holidays. And yes, your holiday is going to look different. Like we said, there's way more food than you would normally be around. And you probably will eat more than you normally do, but that's okay. And it's just more opportunities for learning more about your body and figuring out more about what you need.
I think the good news here for all of us, Macy, is that you can't fail with intuitive eating.
Absolutely. I think that failing on a diet is so sad because we feel that shame so deeply and we feel like it's all our fault. But a lot of times it's just our natural biology kicking in to say, hey, we need more food than that.
It really is about listening to our body. Macy Latham, registered dietitian. How can people reach you?
My website is macylathamnutrition.com. I'm also on Instagram at macy.lathamrdn.
All right. Well, thanks so much for the fabulous tips you shared with us.
Thank you.
All right.